Hey everyone, what you're about to listen to is a preview of a bonus episode that is available on our Patreon. If you like this clip, you can grab the whole episode, as well as years of other bonus content, at www.patreon.com/lionsledbydonkeys.
Say what you will about Mussolini, but he did, once upon a time, decorate an entire front of a building with his own face, which is something that previously only supervillains have done. And I should say, not just pictures of his face, 3D sculptures of his face, like sticking out of a fucking building.
Angrily, too, not just like,
and
hey,
it just said
it's happy.
C over his head because it was for an election that wasn't real.
Have you ever seen like where he used to give speeches from in Rome?
Yes.
With a little like balcony.
Pictures, of course. I've never been to Italy. I went
to Italy like, you know, fucking years ago, and while I was walking past, and you know, like poor guy was like, oh yeah, and those, you know, where like Mussolini used to give his speeches, and it's like, it's the most unimpressive fucking thing. Like, you know, you'd see it, like, it's like one of those things where like you always see him like giving speeches and it's always wicked zoomed in and there's a reason for it. Because it's just like a balcony on a street where it's just like, it's small and like, you know, like on a normal like city street in Rome, like it's kind of narrow, and it's just like, ah, okay, so like you could only look really impressive, like, you know, meanwhile like Hitler was doing like, you know, like the big fucking triumph of the will, like the big Nuremberg rallies and everything and like whatever, but like Mussolini was like using like Instagram influencer camera tricks to like if he existed
Mussolini
now, he
doing
would-
a TikToker face for Mussolini, first time listening to fascist speech.
Oh yeah, you could do a Mussolini dance where all you do is just swing from your ankles for 15 seconds.
Yeah. I think there's a certain kind of like yoga that just has you swinging from a rope by your ankle. That's Mussolini yoga.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking that like if he existed now, he would definitely be one of those guys who's like constantly going to like a Ferrari dealership and getting his buddy to come over really quickly to like take a picture of him like leaning on the car to show that he owns it, and then like getting chased off by the salesman because like,
oh God, he'd live in Dubai.
Yeah. Or, you know, or he'd be like an Andrew Tate figure, but like kind of like wish.com Andrew Tate.
God, I mean, he did do some trafficking.
Mussolini would be an incredible poster.
So Mussolini's job amounted to little more than a figurehead. He would be trotted out in front of a population of people who hated his fucking guts to deliver the occasional speech, denounce those who had turned against him, namely the king, who was now safely behind Allied lines. One function that Mussolini's stupid little republic did have was amounted to a police force to try to stamp out the growing number of Italian partisans. This is largely known as the National Liberation Committee, or CLN, which is an umbrella group for many different rebel groups of many different political ideologies. This job fell to the Special Service of the Republican Police, led by a guy named Tullio Tamburini, who, despite his comical name, as he was a hardcore fascist loyalist chosen for this role personally by Adolf Hitler. Tamburini put a man named Pietro Coach in place of what amounted to be a death squad. They stalked through the countryside hunting for partisans, but also, you know, doing Nazi shit, like rounding up the Republic's Jewish population for deportation.
Yeah, just being cartoonish villain shit.
Despite Coach and the others technically working for the Republic's government, they actually took orders from the SS. Mussolini had no power over these police forces, but he did sign all of their paperwork, and he was fully aware of what they were doing. And it's not like he would have disagreed with their methods or anything. But what he did disagree with was it was making him look bad. They're spilling all this blood in the countryside because like this paramilitary force is insanely brutal. And it all went back to him. Which, again, he would have been fine with normally, because it's not like there wasn't incredibly violent oppression when he was actually dictator of Italy instead of fake dictator of Italy. He's just mad that he's not approving of the optics.
Not a good look, guys. Because I understand the necessity for optics, but, you know, you should have thought about that before you were, you know, already brutally murdering all the Jews in your countryside. Like, I can't imagine like Mussolini was like, no, we're cool with the Jewish population here. Oh, now it's a problem. No, he is stepping in his own shit at this moment, stepping on his own dick, and really it's his own fault. All of this kind of falls on Mussolini.
And it's like easy messaging for Mussolini, right? To be like, whoa, I'm not telling them to do that, even though I would if I could. Like, it's like dictator purgatory. Like, there's violence and oppression happening outside, and I'm not even getting to lead it. Now, Mussolini did eventually lead something of a minor revolt against the SS, and specifically these death squads. He took a few black shirts that were still loyal to him and arrested Coach, knowing that he would never be able to try him or execute him because of how powerful he was due to his SS ties. They dumped him across the border, across Allied lines, where they knew that he would be handled, and he was immediately arrested and executed a short time later. So Mussolini did kind of switch to the Allies there for a second.
So again, though, like, I can't do this myself, but I know a guy who can. I can sign some paperwork to make sure that you get death squatted somewhere else.
And not to mention, this guy wasn't some kind of, like, career SS functionary or something. He was a 26-year-old career criminal, meaning that Mussolini had gone from unquestioned dictator of fascist Italy to being afraid of the political clout of a 26-year-old.
Yeah, look, I've been on Twitter and been yelled at by a Marxist. I get it.
And, he had to use the Allies to do his dirty work so Hitler wouldn't get mad at him. Because again, it's not like if he had some of his black shirts ventilate this dude's skull, Hitler would have fired him. But he just didn't want to make Hitler yell at him again.
I don't want to deal with the paperwork. I don't want to deal with the fallout from this. Why don't I just give you to the Allies and let you get a 45 in your head instead of a 7.62. That makes sense to me.
Also, a small side note here. Tamburini, the guy that's in charge of all of this, was so corrupt that even the SS fired him and then sent him to Dachau.
What?
Yeah.
You get sent to your own fucking death camp.
It actually happens a few times throughout the Nazi regime. There was a concentration camp guard. So it's often said that this guy was arrested for being too brutal, which was not the case. He was a concentration camp commandant, and he was arrested and sent to a concentration camp himself because of embezzlement. this shit happens from time to time. Yeah.
Sending Al Capone to Dachau for tax evasion.
Exactly. Like, what do you mean I'm being sent to a concentration camp for stealing? What do you think we're here for?
Don't fuck with the bag. You can fuck with this bag, but you can't fuck with that bag. You fucked with the wrong bag.
I mean, all of that said, however, if we started sending white-collar criminals to, the Supermax facilities, I feel like we would, SEC would finally have some teeth.
Yeah, instead of sending white-collar criminals to, like, was it ADX Florence? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Welcome to the Supermax. Your cellmate is Zokar Tsarnaev. Enjoy, bitch.
Look. I've got the perfect idea for Guantanamo. We just turn it into a U.S. Postal Service black site, so that when you get rolled up by a mailman and bundled up to Cuba,
what, like, you have those like sensory deprivation goggles and earmuffs on. Like, what am I here for? What's going on? Like, you didn't put stamps on that fucking letter, Jeff.
It's supposed to be two stamps when it's over 1 pound, Jeff.
It's like, oh, we saw you put that fucking package in the mailbox and it weighed 17 ounces, not 16, you motherfucker.
Mussolini, unable to do much of anything else, spent the majority of his time locked in his own home under SS guard, working on his memoirs. He was also, his only constant companion was his mistress, Clara Petetzi.
I love that all these guys are like at the, I mean, do you think that they were actually working their memoirs? Like, is there?
Oh, yeah, they got published.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you guys want to take a wild guess on what the name of the publisher was that published Mussolini's memoirs?
The Fascist Daily.
Publisher Primavera.
DeCapo Press. And it was an American publishing company. That they would eventually be bought by the Hachette Group, the same publisher who would eventually put out convicted war criminal Clint or Lawrence's memoirs. So there you go. That's something you know now. So yeah, a place called DeCapo Press published Mussolini's memoirs, and they made a lot of money off of it.
I feel like, I would respect it more if he was just like, yeah, I don't know, I'm going to work on my memoirs, and he's just like, you know, drinking like copious amounts of red wine and just like hanging out waiting for the end. Cause like, it's almost,
I'm working on my memoirs. All he's doing is mainlining red wine and turning his palazzo into a goon cave.
Right. Like, you know, I feel like that would almost be more respectable than like actually like the whole entire, you know, your entire fascist regime is falling down around you. You're like, you know, daily, every morning you wake up and sign a bunch of like, you know, death warrants. And like, then you're like, ah, okay, I better go and like, sit for an hour in front of the 1945 version of a blinking cursor and just, you know, wait for like, wait for inspiration to strike for me to talk about all the successes that I mean, it'd be like, you know, writing a How to Succeed in Business book as like Enron is crashing down around you, or like, oh, like How to Win Friends and Influence People by the Lehman Brothers. Like, this is like not like a... Come on, guys.
My whole country's on fire, but, you know, I would tend to this, but I really have to tighten up chapter two.
Yeah, you know, it's like I've been using too much passive language. I really need to fix that. My editor's really been on me this week.
Mussolini's editor really on his ass about due dates.
Mussolini's editor's like, when am I getting book two, though?
You really, like, Benito, we like the idea, but how do you think about expanding into a trilogy? We feel like we might be able to get a Netflix deal.
His writer's advance is just another row of medals.